92.5 WBEE. Parents hate to hear, especially when it's really valuable and old.
Yeah, a four-year-old accidentally broke a centuries-old, I'm talking 3,500 years old, a jar while visiting the Haik Museum in Israel. It was just there. It's this old, in pristine. It was the most pristine of its kind that's ever been found.
Not anymore.
Yeah. And so the four-year-old, quote, pulled the jar slightly and was curious about what was inside. And according to his dad, the movement caused the jar to fall, smashing into several pieces.
We need duct tape, super glue.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So
over 3,000 years old.
It was likely something that was used for transportation of like wine and olive oil.
Way back in the day.
Oh, it was teaching us so much about the Bronze Middle Age. Not anymore. The four-year-old got his hands on it.
Oh, as a parent, what has your kids gotten curious about? And then, let us know. 585-252-WBEE. 252-9233.
Stephanie checked in on our Facebook and said, this past weekend, my son thought it was a good idea to fill his brand new $115 cowboy boots with slime.
Aww. Oh, boys, they have so many great ideas, don't they?
Yeah.
I remember the day that Liam, because he's obsessed with rocks and he's always been obsessed with rocks, and he was so little, and he had a rock in his hand, and he came in from outside, and he, I don't know what went through his noggin. He picked up the rock and smashed it into Morgan's phone. And he goes, I don't know if he didn't know, like he just wanted to see if it was breakable or, oh yeah. I was like, well, there's that.
And we need a new phone.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously they don't do it maliciously at four.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they're curious, but it costs us. I had to go buy a phone.
Oh no. You know, I want to go back to the cowboy boots with the slime.
Yeah.
Isn't that like you're gelling? Maybe it felt good on his feet between the toes, the slime going in there?
Maybe.
Who knows what the thought process is?
Multiple parents have been victims of slime misuse. My poor mom still has slime stains on her ceiling from when my brother took it and was chucking it up to see if it would stick.
Oh, you know what? I'd have a great story for that. When people look up, green ceiling. Yeah, Ghostbusters. You know. Yeah, you know. The B Morning Coffee Club, your son Jackson, what happened?
So my then four-year-old flushed my engagement ring down the toilet.
Oh, no! You had taken it off and...
Yeah, so like the night before I had taken a shower and I had taken it off and put it on the sink. And then when I got out, someone was screaming because that's what kids do. So I forgot to put it back on. And the next morning, I went to go put it back on, and it was just missing. And I was like, hey, buddy, did you play with that? He goes, yeah, I fell in the toilet. I'm like, okay, well, did you get it? He's like, no, I flushed it. I was like, okay.
Wow, did you have to call a plumber, and were they able to recover it?
So at the time, my whole house was COVID positive, so I couldn't.
So you never got your engagement ring back?
Nope, I had to buy a new one.
Oh, wow.
Man.